They are trying to automate a match to human intelligence, to automate the human thought process. They want to know, for example, how one man, Prince, can defeat them, and it will prove so, with all their numberless minions and bottomless pockets until we sew them shut. But their project is doomed before begun. As Alice shows us, creativity is unique to life. By definition, you cannot automate what comes from freedom. Casting about for a good metaphor, I found Prince's digital garden for this cage they're trying to keep us, or at least pin us in permanently. And I found the term digital garden. And really, what better one do we need? As in the minds of these sad, abandoned children of Plato, our fertile grandmother's rich abundance, or rather now at this point her skeletal remains, can be digitized. Oh, so modern. Oh, so creative. Oh, so clever and sanitized are they. Stripped of all fertility, they can look about them at the dead rock they have made and finally feel safe. But we must deny them their celebration. Our children demand better of us. They require a world that is honest. The utter falseness we have allowed to proliferate around us is a monstrous betrayal of their inherent honesty and love. It is up to us to establish our earth on honest foundations and restore its abundance. If we want to see truth, we must put our collective hands on the shoulder of this monster for a day. Tell it to go take a nap so the grown-ups can chat. Then we will see truth all around us. We will see all that is good, fine, and beautiful. Then we will breathe freely again and figure out together how to make what we see, breathe, and feel our daily portion and the world we bestow on the children. We cannot allow a world rotten grown on lies get our children's most precious gifts, their minds, or our own.